Kids, thank you so much for helping us through that Christmas story. That was wonderful. It is a great story, isn't it? But the crucial thing for you and me, we've heard of a forever king, we've heard of a rescuing king and a new king, but the crucial thing for you and me is it true? Because let's be honest, there are lots of things about Christmas that we find unbelievable, aren't there? Lots of things. I've got a few things that I find it hard to believe at Christmas. Did you know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a job before he pulled Santa's sleigh? Who can tell me what it is? Anyone know? To light up the area, he had a red shiny nose, maybe. Should I tell you? Oh, go on. Go on, Av. What do you think? To learn how to fly, maybe. Let me tell you, he worked for an American department store called Montgomery Ward in their marketing department. Who knew? Unbelievable. Second thing, Christmas lunch, one of the most important meals in the year. Who can tell me what is traditionally eaten in Japan on Christmas Day? KFC. Heard it from the back somewhere. You've got to learn to put your hands up. Very festive, but it's not turkey. Unbelievable. How about this one? Who can tell me what the record number of Christmas lights in a home is?
Too many.
Too many. It's a good guess. 6,548. That's a good guess. It's a little bit higher. Go on, line. 8,000. More than 8,000. More than 10,000. Should I tell you? It is over 700,000 Christmas lights. Unbelievable. Perhaps the most, it's a family who live in the state of New York. Perhaps the most unbelievable thing is that their electricity bill last year was $350. Last one. Who can tell me what was illegal in England 350 years ago at Christmas? Celebrating Christmas. Celebrating Christmas was illegal in England 350 years ago. Unbelievable. Shops had to stay open. There were fines and penalties if you went to church on Christmas Day. Some things are really hard to believe, aren't they? Some things are seemingly unbelievable. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to read part of the Bible, part of that first Christmas story from Luke's Gospel. Let's pray. Lord God, Father, sometimes we find things really hard to believe. And as we look at that first Christmas, would you help us to trust what you say and love this King that was born? In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, our reading this morning from Luke 1, 26 to 39. If you have a Bible, we're on page 1031. Luke 1, 26 to 39. Okay, I'm going to read, and as I read, I want you to listen out for what you think is unbelievable. Some things that the angel says that are really hard to believe. Luke 1, 26 to 39. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Mary was given some news that she found really hard to believe. But Luke wrote these words because he wants you and me, he wants his readers to know that this isn't just a fairy tale. It's not more fake news. He wants us to be sure that that story that you guys, you kids, have done a wonderful job of telling us, wants us to be certain that that was true. Who can tell me what the first unbelievable thing that the angel said to Mary was? Edmund. "You're going to have a baby." Here we go. "You're going to have a baby." That's not how you hold a baby. Never, ever do that. Especially not a newborn baby. "You're going to have a baby." You can be thankful that our kids aren't that small anymore. That is what the angel promised Mary. The angel said, "You're going to have a baby." A baby born at Christmas time. Babies are always miracles, aren't they? Always a wonderful gift. But this baby is extra special because Mary was not married. We know it takes a mum and a dad for a baby to come along, but Mary finds it unbelievable. She says, "How's this going to happen?" Maybe you find that unbelievable too. Because the claim is that this baby isn't just a baby, but is the Son of God. God himself entering into our world. God the Son and God's own Son. And I guess without God, that is impossible. Without the idea of God, that can't happen. Because babies don't just come along. But if God is the sort of God that we meet in the Bible, if he is the sort of God who speaks and life bursts into creation, then he is perfectly able to bring about a baby through a virgin birth. There is a baby. But there was another unbelievable thing. Who can tell me what happened? Actually, Gabs, can you get my bag? I left my bag at home. Thank you. Who can tell me what the other unbelievable thing that happened was? Mickey Mouse. Go on, Teresa. Yes, it'll be another baby. Yes, you're right. Absolutely. A sign that another baby was going to come along. What was this baby going to be? What have we been thinking about this morning? Going to be Jesus. You're going to call his name Jesus. He's going to be a savior. Go on, Ezra. And a king. I've got something here. Can you come and help me? Come take the crown. What is it? What have you got there? A crown. Can we hold up nice and high so everyone can see? Here is a crown. It's actually perfect size for a baby. Can you pop it down on the... Thank you. Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be tricky to hold. Let's put it next to the baby. Jesus is a king. He is a forever king. He's a rescuing king. He's a new king. He is a king like no other. The angel said, the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign not for 30 years, not for 50 years, not for 100 years, but forever. A king like no other. He doesn't steal a kingdom that doesn't belong to him. He inherits his crown from his father David. He is the king who reigns forever. These are promises that come straight out of the Old Testament. And 2 Samuel 7, God promises David that he will have a son, an offspring, who will reign forever. One day a descendant would come. He's not a king who can't exercise his power. He'll never be voted out of power. This king cannot be impeached. This king will never put a foot wrong. He is a good king. There won't be any hung parliaments under this king. Of his kingdom, there will be no end. You see, Jesus isn't just a savior that we celebrate. He is that. And we say hallelujah. But he is also a king. He is my king, and he is your king. And I think, if anything, we find this even harder to believe. Sometimes things are hard to believe because they are so out of the ordinary. They are so unusual. God becomes man. That is a really hard thing for us to believe. Maybe we can get our heads around that. But sometimes we find things hard to believe because we don't want to believe them. We don't want someone who has authority over us. We don't want someone to tell us what to do or how to live our lives. Kids, if you don't believe me, imagine it's Christmas Day and you wake up, it's a little bit early, and you go into mum or you go into dad and you say, it's Christmas! Come on, wake up! And they roll over and they say, it is 4 a.m. Go back to bed. No, you cannot open your presents now. No, you have to try and lie down quietly for at least another hour. How does that feel? We don't like it, do we? We don't like being told what to do. This baby was born a king. He was born to tell us what is right and what is wrong. And one day here in the future, he will return as the conquering king. The king who would judge rebel kings. But Christmas is so good because he was born as a king to rescue a people. This king was born at Christmas to die at Easter, to be nailed to a cross and to be killed. This king was born to die and then to rise again to reign forever. To bring forgiveness, to buy us peace, to give us life. Life forever in his glorious kingdom, where it has no end, where it is only peace and joy and light and love and all the wonderful things that you and I love about Christmas. This king uses his reign to save his people. Friends, if you're here this morning and you're a Christian, this king was born for you. He was born so that you can enjoy his wonderful rule, his wonderful reign forever, to enjoy his kingdom for eternity. Nothing will stop it. No one can take it away. It will have no end. There'll be no end to the joy that you will experience in his presence. There'll be no end to the wonder that you will feel as you bow the knee before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But God didn't just want Mary to think this was a nice story to tell at Christmas time. He wanted Mary to know that as unbelievable as this all might seem, to a young lady 2,000 years ago, as unbelievable as this all might seem to you and me, it is true. Someone said earlier that God sent another sign. He sent another baby. John the Baptist was going to be born to childless Elizabeth in her old age. Little evidence this is true. This is really going to happen. He reminded her, the angel reminded Mary, that God is the God who can do the impossible. Nothing impossible with God. Nothing impossible for the God who reigns forever and over all things. Grown-ups, maybe you're here this morning and you think, you know what, I need to find out more about this. If that is you, we would love to invite you on a Wednesday night from the 8th of January in here. We're looking at 3 weeks spending looking at hope in Luke's gospel. Please join us. You can ask any question. You can say anything you want. We want to listen to the evidence because if this really is a king who was born at Christmas, he is your king, and that is wonderful news for you. You can speak to me or to Larry or to someone else at the front. We can give you more information. Or you can sign up. There's a QR code on our flyers, and you can scan that and sign up there. You see, sometimes we find things are unbelievable. But sometimes we find that they're actually true. That Jesus is the forever king, and now is the time to meet him as your rescuing king. I'm going to pray, and then Gabby will lead us in a time of prayer. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for that first Christmas. We thank you so much for the baby that was born. We thank you so much that you came to earth, and not just to be a saviour, but to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we ask this Christmas, would you fill us with joy at that King, and would you humble us before him and help us to believe in him. In Jesus' name, amen.